Let me see. There we are. N2, EST, Jim. Did you stick around?
Yeah, still sitting over here for Elmer Night. This is N2 EST. Speaking of Elmer Night, we were talking about having CW classes here. Hoping to have some oscillators next week. We're going to play around with them a little bit, see what kind of equipment we can muster. And hopefully the following week we'll know what we can do. And if there's anybody out there who wants to learn CW, that will give you a reason to come to the Elmer Night. So just wanted to plug that. Thanks. This is N2 EST.
Well, thank you for the plug on that. I'm sure you will probably have several takers wanting to learn the Morse code. That sounds great. So thanks for the announcement on that, and thanks for sticking around. Last on the list, we have Chad, KG5KLN.
Yes, Chad, KG5KLN.
Well, Chad, I am sorry your audio was really, really low, and I couldn't make out most of that. So, but I've got you down that you checked in, and so it was good to hear from you. And at this time, I will call for any more new late missed visitor check-ins. Call Net Control now, KG5NXA.
Kilo 5, Juliet, Delta Whiskey.
All right, K5JDW, I think I have you on my list somewhere. There you are, John. Okay, well, let me just get you checked in over here. Good to hear from you. Do you have a comment for us tonight?
No, thanks. I'm glad to be back in Norman, and I've been in Texas for a couple weeks. And actually tried to talk to Harold, but my antenna blew down and got it back up, but having issues with it. Anyway, got to work on that. Yeah, I tried to check in a little earlier, but apparently y'all changed your PL code. Hi. Anyway, back to that.
Hi. Well, thanks for checking in, and good to hear from you. Got you down there. Any more new late missed visitor check-ins, please call now. All right, hearing none. It looks like our final count for the night is 15 check-ins, so not bad. I think a few people were busy at Elmer Night, but that is a good thing to be busy with. So we will go ahead and conclude the net. Thank you all for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of the repeater, and please visit the website at w5nor.org. Good night, 7-3. This is your alternate substitute gossip net host, Lucky, KG5NXA. And I now return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that may be. Good night, everybody.
W5NOR, repeater. W5NOR, repeater.
W6KPR, mode.
KPR, KG5, too easy, sir.
Well, good evening. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, it's been a little bit. And if I recollect right, you guys part of Tri-City Gun Club?
Yes, I am.
I don't get out a whole lot. I only have on Sundays, but this last week, Sunday, I got the chance to stretch some legs on a new piece of iron, and anyway, but I'm a little bit limited. How long range do you guys have there? 300, 400, 500 yards?
Negative. We're only out to 200 meter.
That'd work for a ladder test. Probably be better than setup I'd have to do here to do that same thing. So anyway, at some point in the future, I might hit you guys up. You know, weather permitting, family, whatnots, and all of that, and see who might be out there on a Sunday. And I don't even mind throwing some chips in the kitty, you know, for maintenance or do something. I'm not ready to pull the trigger on a full membership yet, but I had a guy the other day hit me up. He said, "Oh man, we're going to have some things up here in a few months, and or November." And I thought, "Nah." I said, "I bet you can get in if you wanted to."
Yeah, I don't know when the new membership drive is going to kick off. I don't know what day they're going to do that, but it is coming up here pretty soon. They're just now kind of getting finished doing all the yearly thing for all the members to go through their reorientations and stuff like that on it. So as soon as that gets done, then they'll open it up to the public and see who else wants to join. This last year, they actually ran one at 6 months. So, you know, before the summer months kicked in, they opened it up again, too. So they might this year if we don't get enough people wanting to join.
I've got a sneaking suspicion the demand now for that is not what it was a few years ago. And same thing up at Oklahoma City. They do have a bit longer range. The problem is there, it's a lot longer drive for me, and so I same thing on that. And there's a little matchup there. I had multiple people ask me, "Oh, come up and do it, man! You would love it." And you know, I thought, oh, I got to go work on Saturdays, you know, or Friday. There's that Fridays, the 22 shoot, and they said, "Oh, you come up." They said, "Hey, I tell you what, you'd be up here 30 minutes before daylight." They said, "Well, you know, set your targets, and we'll let you shoot first. You can't shoot before daylight, but we'll let you shoot first, and you can shoot for score, gather up your stuff, log it all, and you'll still get home." The problem was it was like an hour and about 20-minute drive each way, and then I'd have to drive to work on a Friday, and I can't see getting up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to gather all my things and do that. So I just wasn't quite that motivated. In hindsight, one of my friends that had done it has since passed away, and I probably should have done it with him just to having done it at least once.
Yeah, out of Tri-City, we run 30 minutes after legal sunrise to 30 minutes before legal sunset on the ranges. And, of course, our shotgun range is open until 10 at night because we've got lights.
Oh, so you remember up there, too?
No, this was at Tri-City. The Oklahoma City's range shuts down at really weird hours, and so does Silverleaf. So you think you'd have time to be able to shoot, and then all of a sudden you get up there and they're closed, and nobody will let you. So, you know, Tri-City's much more at ease on their times and everything. It's just, you know, 30 minutes before and 30 minutes before, or 30 minutes after and 30 minutes before.
And a lot cheaper.
I knew Lee would get his say-so in that. Yeah, it is a lot cheaper.
All right. No, that's awesome. Glad for the input. Give me just 1 minute here, guys. I'll let you guys chat for just 1 minute, and I'll be right back. KG5QZ.
That's all right. We're pulling into Chick-fil-A to get something to eat here with a bunch of us guys. So we'll catch you later. W6KPR.
Take care. I got to run through the house here. So W5HLG in the Mobile. I'm out.
Hey, Lee, I heard, John's getting dinner, and I heard Lee say something, but I missed it, so come right back, sir.
Yes, I was just saying I'm headed for the Hacienda, but yeah, the Tri-City is a lot cheaper. It's, you're only looking at like $185.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was up there, but I'd known enough people, like I said, they can bring a guest and whatnot. And unfortunately, my one a friend that was very encouraging, he has since they moved away and he passed away and all of that. But no, they shot 22s. And they told me some of the little adventures, anything from aspirins to horsehair to lighting matches. And that's what those little guys did, that little 22 club on Friday mornings up there. And he's like, "Oh, come do it. We'll let you start at daylight. You can go back to work." And I thought, man, for an hour and a half drive each way, I just couldn't muster that. In hindsight, I probably should have.
Oh, yeah. Completely understandable. So, yeah, we've got Tri-City has everything from air gun range, Olympic air gun range, to archery, 80-meter range, 11 position pistol range, 22 position long range that goes out to 200, as you said, and then we have two trap, two skeet ranges. So
So, yeah, it's a pretty complete facility.
That sounds amazing. I was just curious the distance, and so like a 200 would be fine. I need to run some ladder tests, and 200 would be, you know, perfect. So, but ideally, you know, once you've done that and you get kind of what you need on that, you know, it's nice to stretch it on out there a little bit. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just talking to myself. I've been playing with a few new things lately. Had some things I got well before my son was born. He's two now. And I just, as of this last weekend, got to pull the stuff out and actually go play with it a little bit.
Well, I do understand. Well, I'm at destination, but, yeah, I feel the same way. I got a 1,000-yard gun that I have to go down south in order to be able to stretch it out, so... anyway, you have yourself a good night, and I'll be out of here. Whiskey 5, Hotel Lima Golf. We're out in Albuquerque.
Okay, Whiskey 5, Hotel Lima Golf, KG5KZ, 73. Thanks a lot, sir. Appreciate the input.